You are now tuned in to My Skin Is My Sin on Blog Talk Radio. From goons to gods, we welcome everyone. We only have one rule. And that's be respectful. You are now tuned in to My Skin Is My Sin on Blog Talk Radio. Goons to gods, we welcome everyone. We only have one rule. And that's be respectful.
Holler at us next week, man.
No doubt, no doubt, man. And definitely shout out to the family, liberationmindedmedia.net. That is Black Eyes Stand, Do the Knowledge Radio, The Rundown with Renee, and My Skin Is My Sin. Oh, and don't forget to share the show, man. If you check it out today, or if you check it out next week, or if you check it out in 1,000 years, and if you are that motherfucker that digs us up in 1,000 years, you are the most phenomenal individual to ever walk the galaxy for digging up this greatness and still share our shit, man. Shout out to you. Don't forget to check out the websites, mrochelle.com, designsbymonet.com, and myskinismysin.net.
What's good, fam? This is Jobs, and you are tuned into My Skin Is My Sin, and I got Killer in the building. What's good?
What's up? What's happening?
You know, I ain't got the fancy. Chilling, cuz. I'm going to have to hack into Do the Knowledge, man, and get your intro. So when, you know, when you come over this way, you know, we could do you right, man. All
right.
You got to travel with the intro. All right.
Gonna have to get the budget up around here. It's cool.
Yeah, I got to get a budget, let alone get one up. That's it. And if I happen to play the wrong song, man, I had to go to the ophthalmologist today, you know, so my eyeball is still a little dilated.
Right, right. We understand. I mean, you couldn't see before that, but we understand.
Yeah, well, apparently it's worse. man, it's been bad the last couple of weeks, man. Man, just focus just been all off. Can't see shit.
Uh-huh. Hey, when it's that time, it's that time. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, at this point, I might as well go ahead and buy the rocking chair and the pipe and put my ass out the pasture.
That's what's up. Just go ahead and rock it out. I'm feeling it.
Yeah, sit on my phone the whole time. But yo, we got a classic battle tonight. Two of the best albums in the history of hip hop. I think that goes without question. I don't think I've ever heard anyone dispute that statement right there.
Oh, that's facts all day.
Well, we got your boys. We got Wu-Tang.
Which you were eager to take, so I'm interested to see what songs you actually picked as the top songs. I mean, you can't really miss with that album. Damn near every song is a single. But I'm interested to see what you pick off of that.
I mean, but you got Illmatic, bro. That's definitely top three for me, hip hop wise.
Mm.
Like to be quite honest, I would put Illmatic personally over 36 Chambers.
Hey, that's you. You know what I'm saying? It's all our perspective and opinions. I can see how you can make a case for that. I'm not gonna knock that. Now, if you said like Kwame or something over 36 Chambers, then we got an issue. But Illmatic.
Hey, don't hate the polka dots, bro. Nothing wrong with the fucking polka dots, man. Shout out to Kwame if you're listening.
Is one of the greatest hip hop albums ever made. There's no disputing that. Whether it's in your top three, your top five, it's somewhere in there. So it is what it is.
Yeah. Now, I will say that I think Wu-Tang captured New York better. Not by much. And not from an outsider's perspective, outside looking in.
Right.
It just, like, nah, I think Illmatic, even though sales-wise it didn't translate at the time, you know, like Wu-Tang, they came out the gate, like, ugh, you know. And Nas came out with the critical acclaim. We was all waiting on that joint. And the crazy part is it didn't disappoint. It was better than advertised. and still didn't sell much at the time. You know, he had to make dope music to make a couple of dollars.
Yes.
You know, which is sad. It's, you know, and I'm glad he did, you know, kind of he was able to be versatile so he could eat, you know, and still, you know, try to make songs that he likes to make. But I digress. Anyway.
Yeah, but he wasn't like Nas did videos, but when Wu-Tang came out, they were very visual. Nas wasn't very visual coming straight out the box. Like, he had a video here or there. Like, everything Wu did, they were in your face. You know what I'm saying? Like, either it's the Wu symbol or it's them niggas themselves. They were very in front of the camera. You know what I'm saying? Where Nas wasn't really that kind of nigga.
Yeah. And I think that's part of why he didn't sell as much the first time. You know, I think he was like the unwilling star. Like, I just want to do, you know, dope music and make a couple of dollars and I'll be good. And Wu-Tang had the benefit of having so many members that it always seemed like they was, you know, on. You know what I'm saying? Even though technically it may not have been the same, you know, you may have seen Meth on one interview. You see, the RZA on another interview, Ray, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So they was all able to be on their A game all the time. You know what I'm saying? When they got their little bit of shine, it was like, yeah, I've been waiting on my shit. With Nas, it's like everybody looking at you. You know, you kind of get tired of all of this shit. So, you know, they had an advantage, and plus they were so different, man. Like, nobody had ever seen a group like that big, and everybody was strictly MCs, you know, except for RZA.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's some unparalleled shit, man. And shout out to you and Knowledge, man, for doing the Wu Sundays. That's pretty fire right there, too.
Yeah, making that like kind of like a permanent thing, I guess. You know what I'm saying? It just started off with a couple Sundays, and then it's just been damn near every Sunday since then. So,
yeah, well, y'all doing y'all thing, man.
And I'm glad you come through sometimes when you can. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you get to experience some of the music that you probably wouldn't have heard just listening to the radio or watching videos on TV.
Yo, and that's so true. But you know the URL is here Saturday, bro.
Say what?
The URL. You're battle rap, man.
What about
they
it?
They got a huge event here in Cleveland this weekend.
Oh, shit. I didn't even know about that. You going?
Yeah. I think I may.
Oh, shit.
You know, and I think because we got a chance to interview one of their main dudes, not battle rappers, but, you know, one of the guys is like a part, I don't know if he's part owner of URL. I believe he is. I forget, man. But cool ass dude, and it was a dope ass interview. Shout out to Norbs. So, you know, that'd be dope to actually meet the brother, you know.
That's so, what's up. Big time, okay.
No, I ain't gonna be like that, man. But yeah, Norbs will be here. Oh, wait a minute. I did not realize this. They got, okay, so September is the proving grounds. And actually, and where is this at? It's on Euclid somewhere in EC. Which, quite honestly, yikes. But
you see how I got quiet.
Really? Yeah, I gonna bring a bunch of niggas talking about killing each other to East Cleveland.
Where they do it without talking about it, but all right.
Oh, this is kind of dope. I'm looking at it now, man, and it's like two different locations. Like, the main shit, Born Legacy, is downtown. That shit's from 6 hours long, though. Like, it'll be like, yeah. I can't go, bro, because I don't get off work till it's over at 7 p.m. That's crazy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's a tough one right there. I really would. Oh my goodness, I really want to go, but I have to work this weekend. Oh well, it is what it is. But anyway, who are we gonna start off with, man?
You go first. I always go first. Somehow, some way, right. I always wind up going first.
All right, let me see. What are we gonna, let's start off with 36 Chambers, man. I'm gonna start that off right. So let me see. Oh, yeah, we're going to come out the gate swinging right here.
Tiger style.
Tiger style.
Yo. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. There's no place to hide as I step inside the room. Dr. Doom, prepare for the boom. Bam! Oh, man! Ah, slam! Damn! I scream like Tarzan. I be tossing and forcing. My style is awesome. I'm causing more family food than Richard Dawson. And the survey said, you're dead. Fatal flying guillotine chops off your fucking head. Mr. Who is that?
Hey, yo!
So who is back? Making niggas go bobo. Like a super cat. Me fear no one. Oh no, here comes the Wu-Tang Shogun. Kill us with my ear drum.
Put the needle to the groove, I get screwed and I'm forced to fuck it up. My style carries like a pickup truck. Cross the clear blue yonder. See, the dynasty, I slam tracks like quarterback stacks of LP. Now I try and test the rebel lioness. Bless this the birth, I earth slam your best. Cause I bake the cake. Then take your cake and eat it too with my crew while we hit state to state.
And if you want beef, then bring the rocket. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. From the motherfucking song that's busted. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
In fact, I'm a hard act to follow. I do for Dolo. Bogart coming on through. Niggas is like, oh my god, not you. Yes, I come to get a slice of the punk in the pot. Rather do than die. Check my flavor. Coming from the visitor with the show for the razor. Who make me reminisce true like Deja? Who? I'm rubber. Niggas is like glue. Whatever you say, from soft mistakes. You kill it.
Built like Schwarzenegger, and I'ma get mad deep like a threat. Blow up your project, then take
all your assets. Cause I came to shake the frame in half with the thoughts that bomb shit like math. So if you wanna try to flip, go flip on the next man. Cause I'll grab the clip and hit you with 16 shots and more I got. Going to war with the melting pot.
It's the Method Man for short, Mr. Map. Move it on your left. And set it off, get it off, let it off like a cat. I wanna break food, cop me back. Small change, they putting shame in the game. I take game and blow the nigga out the frame. And like fame, my style will live forever. Niggas crossing over like they don't know no better. But I do, true, can I get a soul? Enough respect due to the 1-6-2. I mean, oh, yo, check out the flow like the Hudson or PCP. When I'm dusting, niggas off because I'm hot like sauce. The smoke from the lyrical blood make me
what? Grab my nut, get screwed.
Ow!
Here comes my sound, let's sound. True, B-H-B-B-Y-U. To my crew with the...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on, baby, baby, come on.
Yo, you best protect your neck.
First things first, man. You with the worst, I'll be sticking pins in your head like a nurse. I'll attack any nigga who's slacking his mat. Come fully packed with the fat worker stack. Same on you when you step through. Two, the old dirty bastard, straight from the Brooklyn Zoo. And I'll be damned if I let any man come to my center. You enter the winter, straight up and down. That shit is fat cam, you can't slam. Don't let me get fool on the man. The old dirty bastard is dirty and stinking. Ace on unique rolling with the knife of the creep. Niggas be rolling with a stab. Ain't saying gas, bite my style. I bite the motherfucker.
Out loud, my style is wild, so book me. Not long is how long that this rhyme took me. Ejected styles from my lethal weapon. My pen that rocks from here to Oregon. Here's more again. Catch it like a psycho flashback. I love gas. Rap was a gun. You wouldn't bust back. I come with all types of shapes and sounds. And where I lounge is my stomping grounds. I give an order to my peeps across the water to go and snatch up props all around the border and get far like a shooting star. Pursue our all is living the life of Pablo Escobar. Point blank as I kick the square bitch. There it is. The fuck is frozen. There it goes.
Yo, chill with the feedback block. We don't need that. It's 10 o'clock. Oh, where the fuck you see that? Feeling mad hostile. Ran out apostle. Throwing like Christ when I speak the gospel. Soul with the holy roll. Then attack the globe with the bucket. Style the ruckus. 10 times 10 men committing mad sin. Turn the other cheek and I'll break your chin. Slain boom bangs like African drums.
LB.
Coming around the mountain when I come. Crazy flamboyant for the rap enjoyment. My planet freeze like black unemployment. Yeah, another one there. Took a genius. Take us the out of here.
The woo is too slamming for these coke killer labels. So ain't had hits since I've seen Aunt Mabel. Be doing all the sin like Kane did Abel. Now they money's getting stuck to the gum under the table. That's what you get when you misuse what I invent. Your empire falls and you lose every cent for trying to blow up a scrub. Now that sword is just as bright as a 20 watt light bulb. Should've pumped it when I rocked it. Niggas so stingy they got short arms and deep pockets. This goes on in some companies with majors to get to depth to pump these. First of all, who's your A&R? A mountain climber who plays an electric guitar. But he don't know the meaning of dope when he's looking for a super tie rap that's cleaner than a bar soap. And I'm the dirtiest thing in sight. Matter of fact, bring out the girls and let's have a mud fight.
You best protect your neck. Come on, man. Come on now.
As Knowledge would say, them two fire joints right there. I was there when them niggas made the beat. G, I was there. They was spitting that soft shit. I told them niggas, son, spit that hard shit. You know what I mean?
No doubt, man. I'm telling you, man. You know, I'm not the. This is like the apex of Wu-Tang for me. You know, it gets no greater. Everything else. And the same thing with Illmatic. It was the apex. You know, they Mona Lisas, they masterpieces, they pyramids. But that's a better analogy. All right, so who you got, man? What you got? What's your first two?
All right, shit. Let's go. Life's a bitch.
Ooh, out the gate.
And at halftime,
you know, I forgot to put that one on the show, bro. I'm sorry.
Man, you playing with me, Josh?
Yo, what's up? Keep it real, son. Count this money, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, yo. man. What?
Visualizing the realism of life and actuality. Fuck who's the baddest. A person's status depends on salary. And my mentality is money orientated. I'm destined to live the dream for all my peeps who never made it. Cause yeah, we were beginners in the hood as 5%ers. But something must have got in us. Cause all of us turn to sinners. Now some resting in peace and some are sitting in San Quentin. Others such as myself are trying to carry on tradition. Keeping this rough of us and speak at our essence inside us. Cause it provides us with the proper insights that guide us. Even though we know somehow we all gotta go. But as long as we leave and even we'll be leaving with some kind of dope. So into that day we expire and turn to vapors. Me and my capers, I'll be somewhere stacking plenty papers. Keeping it real, packing still, getting high. Cause life's a bitch and then you die. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff lie, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff lie.
I woke up early on my born day. I'm 20, it's a blessing. The essence of adolescence leaves my body now fresh. And my physical frame is celebrated cause I made it. One quarter through life, some godly like thing created. Got rhymes, 365 days annual plus some. Load up the mic and bust one. Cuffs while I puss from my skull cause it's pain in my brain vein. Money maintained, no go against the grain, simple and plain. When I was younger, this I used to do my thing hard. Robbing foreigners, take their wallets, they jewels, and rip their green cards. Dip to the project, flashing my quick cash and got my first piece of ass smoking blunts with hash. Now it's all about cash in abundance. Niggas I used to run with is richer, doing years in the hundreds. I switched my motto. Instead of saying fuck tomorrow, that buck that bought a bottle could have struck the lotto. Once I stood on the block, loose cracks, produced stacks. I cooked up and cut small pieces to get my loot back. Time is ill-matic, keep static like wool fabric. Pack a formatic to crack your whole cabbage.
Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. That's why we puff lie, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we puff lie, cause you never know when you're gonna go. Life's a bitch and then you die.
Stereo sex, Nas a catch wreck. I used to hustle,
Now all I do is relax and strive. When I was young, I was a fan of the Jackson 5. I dropped jewels, rare jewels, hope to never run it. With more kicks than a baby in a mother's stomach. Nasty knives, half the rise, tis the wise. This is exercise, cause the microphone dies. Back in 83, I was an MC sparking. But I was too scared to grab the mics in the parks and kick my little raps, cause I thought niggas wouldn't understand. And now in every jam, I'm a fucking man. I rap in front of more niggas than in the slave ships. I used to watch chips, now I load block clips. I got to have it, I miss Mr. Magic. Versatile, my style switches like a faggot. But not bisexual, I'm an intellectual. A rap, I'm a professional, and that's no question, yo. These are the lyrics of the man, you can't near it, understand. Cause in the streets, I'm well known like the number man. In my place with the bass and format, explore rap. And tell me Nas ain't all that. And next time I rhyme, I'll be foul. Whenever I freestyle, I see trial, niggas say I'm wow. I hate a rhyme fighter's rhyme. Stay tuned, I assume the real rap comes at halftime. Song. Every afternoon I kick half the tune, and in the darkness I'm heartless like when an ox hit word to Marcus Garvey, a heartless faucet. Cause when I blast a herb, that's my word, I be slaying them fast, doing this, that, and the third. But chill, Pastor Andre, and let's lay. I bag bitches up at John Jay and hit a matinee, putting hits on 5-0. Cause when it's my time to go, I wait for God with the fo-fo, and fighters can't come near. And you'll go to hell to the fell cop who shot Garcia. I won't plant seeds, don't need an extra mouth I can't feed. That's extra Philly change, more cash for damp weed. This goes out to Manhattan, the Allen of Staten, Brooklyn and Queens is living fat in the boogie down. Enough props, enough clout. Ill will, rest in peace, yo, I'm out.
Right.
Yo, 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 let me get the plug in on the line. What's good, bro? What's going on, bro?
Hey, so what up with
it? Chillin', you already know, man.
What's up? What's happening?
Nah, hey, you know, I figured it was only right, you know, the reigning champ. Come on, Ed.
Fuck,
you know what I'm saying? Why y'all
starting
was...
that shit?
Why y'all niggas got it popping?
And really, really, you owe it too, bro.
You wildin'.
I ain't want to have to put it
you're
out there.
You're wildin', my nigga.
You owe it
you're
too.
You're wildin'.
You owe it too.
My Styles P, my Styles P shit was fire, my nigga. You wildin'.
Styles P was fire?
Yo, you's a biased-ass nigga, yo. Like, and niggas in the chat is hip, too, bro. I ain't going to tell you no lie.
How am I being biased if they both from New York, bro?
You's a biased-ass nigga. Like, niggas in the chat, like, niggas only know you like Eminem. Like, everybody else knows, like, you're going to hate on the next nigga.
Nope. I like Big Herc too. Don't forget him.
Yeah, play that nigga.
Hey, come on, man. Who you got, man? We got we do got a caller in here too, man. Let me get their thoughts, man. We got the 36 Chambers versus Illmatic. And yo, that halftime. Life's a bitch.
The thing is,
oh.
Life's a bitch is timeless.
It might have the best strong verse in the history of hip hop ever. It might.
It really does. AZ, absolutely.
Yes.
AZ's versus retarded. I would say, see, if you want to break it, really want to break it down, like the Wu kind of brought Nas in and helped groom them. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you talking about like verbal intercourse. Like, Nas was like 17 when he spit that. You know what I'm saying? But Raekwon taught Nas how to structure his rhymes better. You know what I'm saying? So, like, kind of like giving it up and knowing everything that I know, I kind of want to go lean with the Wu because there's just too many bars and too many niggas.
Talk that shit.
Dumbass nice.
Come on.
But Nas is like my number two. You know what I'm saying? Nas is like my number two. But Illmatic was a super produced album. Like, it's all they like Jay-Z
yeah.
album.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was a super produced album for the time. And nigga was 17. But Illmatic is like the genesis, you know what I'm saying, of the Bible for a lot of niggas, though. Like, a lot of niggas got hit the hip-hop from, like, the Chronic or Illmatic. You know what I'm saying? The Chronic or Illmatic. Or 36 Chambers.
That's
you know
true.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
So basically, you ain't got no answer, bro. You ain't got no answer.
I can't pick.
You can't pick. All right. Let's get to 6457, and then we're going to get back into two of my joints from the 36 Chambers. What's good, fam? Hello? 6457, you are live on air. All right. I'm not sure if that's your phone.
Yo, I got you, man. My damn headphones, man.
You got to stop buying shit on the bus, bro.
Chill out, bro. Don't do that. These iPod headphones. I guess I'm going to have to get like y'all and walk around with the AirPods, but I refuse to do that as a man. I refuse to do the AirPods. I still got the wire, bro. Still rolling.
Oh, man. Oh, nah. You a caveman, my nigga. You got chill.
I don't have either, bro. Like, I don't have either. You know, but who you got, man? Illmatic or the 36 Chambers?
Yeah, see, this is easier than y'all think it is, though, man. And I'm going to break down why. A man just brought up a good point, though. AZ did watch you on Life's a Beat. That's something that a lot of people didn't want to admit years ago, but now you got to do rest in peace to Combat Jack for bringing that to the world. But, you know, it did happen, man. AZ typically watches Nas. But overall, dude, there's better songs on Illmatic. It's better put together sonically. It's a much better album than 36. And 36 had this problem. 36 was stepped on by all of the solos and all of the material they had that we didn't even rock 36 to the level that we did Illmatic. Like, we sat with Illmatic for a couple of years and stayed in rotation.
That's true.
Even when
That's
it was
true.
Out. 36,
good point.
Man, you start getting all that Woo stuff coming in. And before you knew it, you wasn't really rocking with 36 like that. And you looked at 36 as, okay, this is where I got introduced to these guys. But the best of these guys was coming out on all of their solos when they started flooding everybody with those solos coming out. So overall, man, like, you know, every once in a while, like Bring the Ruckus or whatever, like you'll rock one of those. But when you really want to hear some Woo, man, you going to, you know, the Purple Tape. You going to Jizzle. You go into, you know, they solo stuff. It ain't. And honestly, if we're picking Woo albums, you probably pick Forever before you pick 36. So
no,
to me, like,
no, you will not.
Yeah, you say that.
No,
you say that.
No,
but
no.
All right, put it like this. Condense Forever to 12 songs as opposed to a double album. And, man, come on, man. I ain't playing no games here. But,
right,
you know,
but it's not 12 songs, though.
Man, come on.
He's got very good points.
Nah,
he's got very good points.
Good point up until that forever. But wait, hold on.
He's trying to convince me.
We got more songs to play, bro. We still got six more.
Yeah,
joints,
but see,
so
but
we ain't got a whole hour. I got to
like,
get the songs out.
But hold tight. But it ain't like I got to hear the songs because I was there during the era and I know what happened. I know what kept rocking, what you kept hearing out of songs, what DJ was dropping the needle on. Dude, when that break for the breakdancing movie came in, when we were stealing the bootleg demo version of Illmatic 2 years before it came out, like, bro, you got to understand the myth.
That's why that nigga
ain't
sell no
bro.
CDs.
Nah, facts. Well, tape, back then, you might as well say.
Right. But
I'm
enjoying the music too. And yes, we've all heard it, but it just, man, it's doper listening to it on a different context, I guess. You know,
right? But like I said,
comparative analysis.
Myself in that era, I'm an older brother, man. It didn't go down like people trying to say it did. Like 36 Chambers was not getting the same play as Illmatic. And I like I said, that goes for DJs in cars.
Yeah, but we went out and bought the 36 Chambers. We did not go out and purchase, and I was there too, bro. We did not go out and purchase Illmatic. Let's be honest. It got the accolades. It got the five mics. Let's keep it a buck.
It did not sell well. It was one person in your crew, whatever tape. You bought the other tape. Then y'all would make dubs of it, and then y'all trade back and forth. But you know what I'm saying? That affected sales. But, dog, if we start measuring stuff by sales, then what is Bob Marley to Britney Spears? Like, let's not do that. Quality music is quality music. We don't study music by sales.
But you have to be able to use some type of statistical analysis as a compliment to talent when you start getting comparing like two CDs this close. You got to use every little chink that you can to do your analysis. Now, if it's like you say, Britney Spears versus Bob Marley.
Forever. You see what I'm saying? So, I mean, sales are sales. But that feel, that music that has that oomph to it, that's a whole other thing. How many playlists have been made over the years?
It is like Coltrane to me.
Man, you're telling me you're not putting in a purple tape instead of that, or putting in Supreme Clientele or one of those instead of that?
No, I'm not. But that's just
when I want some woo, I want that best dope of woo. I want that.
Although I will say, like Ray is my favorite member.
Shout out to Ray.
But we about to get back to this music, bro. All
right, man.
I do appreciate you calling in, King. You already know, man. You family, man.
I can't help but be right, man. It's in me, man. You know? It's all good. Y'all be
I like that. Wow. I like the. I like the confidence. Clearly wrong, but I like the confidence. All right. You know what, man? I got to show y'all, man. Let me get some Method Man up in here.
Yeah. All right. Torture, motherfucker.
Torture,
what?
Nigga, what?
I fucking tie you to a fucking bedpost with your ass cheeks spread out and shit, right? Put a hanger on a fucking stove and let that shit sit there for like a half hour. Take it off and stick it in your ass slow, like.
I fucking lay your nuts on a fucking dresser, just your nuts laying on a fucking dresser, and bang them shits with a spike fucking back.
I fucking pull your fucking tongue out your fucking mouth and stab the shit with a rusty screwdriver.
I fucking hang you by your fucking dick off the fucking 12-story building out this motherfucker.
I fucking sew your asshole clothes and keep feeding you and feeding you and feeding you and feeding you. From the slums of Shaolin, Wu-Tang Clan strikes again. The RZA, the Jizza, old dirty bastard, Inspector Deck, make porn the chef. You guard, ghost face killer,
man.
And the
method. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. M-E-T-H-O-D, man. Hey, you, get off my ground. You don't know me and you don't know my staff. Who be getting grand when they come to a jam? Here I am, the Method Man. Patty cake, hey, the Method Man. No need skip, beat, jiff, or beat the pants. Peanut butter, cause I'm not butter. In fact, I snap back like a rubber band. I be Sam I am. And I don't eat green eggs and ham. Down the hitch up, wham, the got.
Just
baby. You gotta get this loop. Yo, back in the, yo, remember back in the day when everything was all smooth and calm and shit was like, yo, man, I'm building, man. I'm saying like, remember like back in like the 70, fucking 79.
Everybody was on our line.
Nah, not 87. That was my favorite shit, girl. Polo shit. Everything was running out, man. Everything was lovely, man. Yo, get the fuck out the rain, nigga. Get the fuck, oh, so who the fuck is that? Hey, yo, Ghost, yo, Ray. What's up with y'all niggas, man? Fuck y'all niggas.
Hey, you know, everybody's talking about the good old days, right?
Yeah.
Everybody, the good old days, the good old days.
Good old days.
Well, let's talk about the good old days.
Let's talk about them shit, man.
Hold up, baby.
Take you on this lyrical high real quick. 1993 exoticness. Yo, started off on the island, AK Shallon, niggas wailing, gunshots thrown and phone dialing. Back in the days, I'm eight now, making a tape now. Ray gotta get a plate now. Ignorant and mad young, wanted to be the one till I got loud, felt one. Yeah, my pops was a fiend since 16, shooting that shit in his bloodstream. That's the life of a crimey, real life crimey. Them niggas know the habits behind me. Day one, yo, growing all up in the ghetto. Now I'm a weed fiend, jetting the palmetto. Hit Medina, yo, no doubt. The guard got crazy clap, pushing a big joint from now south. So if you're filthy stacked up, better watch your back and duck, cause these beans, they got it cracked up. Now my man from up north, now he got the law. It's solid as a rock and crazy saw. No jokes, I'm not playing. Get his folks, Desert Eagle is dick and put him in a yoke. And the note for sure, I got wreck and rip shot. I pointed a cat at his mother's knot. Word out. Fuck that.
Dedicated to the winners and the losers. Dedicated to all Jeeps and Land Cruisers. Dedicated to the 5, 850 I. Dedicated to niggas who do drive-bys. Dedicated to the Lexus and the Axe. Dedicated to MPV Fat, nigga.
Taking the fly, cliche, doing duets with Ray and A. Happens to make my day. Though I'm tired of busting off shots, having to rock knots. Running up in spots and making shit hot. I'd rather play shows instead of those. Hanging on my living room wall. My first joint, and it went gold. I'm on a lamp, I wanna be in the shade. Plus a spotlight, getting my dick broke all night. I wanna have me a fat yacht and enough land to go and plant my own cess crops. But for now, it's just a big dream. Cause I find myself in a place where I'm last seen. My thoughts must be relaxed, be able to maintain. Cause times is changing, life is strange. The glorious days is gone and everybody's doing bad. Yo, mad lives is up for grabs. Brothers passing away, I gotta make wakes. Receiving all types of calls from upstate. Yo, I can't cope with the pressure, settling for lesser. The guard left lessons on my dresser, so I can bloom and blossom, find a new way, continue to make more hits with Ray and A. Sunshine plays a major part in the daytime.
The mankind, Ghostface, carry a black nine, nigga. Word up.
Can it be that it was all so simple? Can it be that it was all so simple, baby?
They don't need no help, Kurt.
Yeah, man, that's classics right there, man. And I wasn't about to play 7 minutes of the joint, though. I'm sorry. I just wasn't.
I feel you. It is what it is.
Hey, Dolly said he wrote this song and produced it.
I believe he said that, too. I believe that, G.
Oh, he literally did.
You know what
I mean? In the chat room.
Dolly's just a fool. That's my nigga.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Damn, I forgot to catch who that was that called up. Shout out to you though.
Right. Yeah. That's all I was about to say. Shout out to the caller. You didn't drop your name and everything, but you know what I'm saying? Appreciate what you added to the conversation.
Yeah. That was some dope quality shit, man. You know. I think Rome muted us. But you live whenever you come back on. hey man, you know, don't let's not act like we ain't all sang with some songs. You know, I just happen to be over there. Fuck it. And I don't.
Shit, nigga, I've done that shit today. What you talking about? I think
right.
We all have done it.
You know, and generally, most of us do not sound like the artist.
At all.
not a bit. And don't let me fuck around
not
and hear
even
some.
Close.
Oh man, some old school shit. Oh, I will fuck your favorite
killing the manly,
song up.
Can't carry the tunes. It sounds good as shit to you though. When you hear
right.
it, it sounds amazing.
I am the best.
Man, I could have been an R&B singer, cuz they weren't ready for this.
Hey, damn, what's old boy name? I cannot think of the dude's name. He has apparently made a name for himself being a horrible singer.
Ice JJ Fish.
That's my man right there.
Yeah, he be fucking notes to anybody. He gets millions of views, though.
Right. Shout out to that guy for finding a lane. And not even finding one, for creating one.
Right.
I got nothing but respect for that. All right, who you got next, bro? What you got next? Got some drinks in here. I'm not
going to
lie.
Let's go New York State of Mind. And then It Ain't Hard to Tell.
All right. And I strongly suspect that we're not going to change any minds tonight. Like, most people either came into the deal probably like Koya was like, I refuse to make a call on that one. You know, like, so most people is probably in that lane. The ones that like the caller, you know, like he had a really good strong case. I get what he was, you know, like for Illmatic, and I can't really, you know, I can dispute a couple of things, but really I can't argue with it, you know. Like, and if somebody called up with a strong case for Wu-Tang, I may be able to kind of nitpick because that's my nature, I guess. But at the end of the day, like, either one is, you know, it's greatness.
Yeah, it speaks to the nature of how classic these two albums are. And the funny thing is, it's the first album for Wu, and it's the first album for Nas. So they came out the gate classic. How many people get to do that?
That is true. That is true. You know, and not just classic, you know, for the sake of, oh, you got a classic, but like in the potential GOAT CD of hip hop ever.
Right. Legendary status. Yeah.
Your first joint like that. Yeah. That's dope. All right. New York State of Mind. And then we got It Ain't Hard to Tell. Fire tracks. You know, like, man, it's like every Wu-Tang song I play, I'm like, I'm glad I picked Wu-Tang. Then when they play one of these Nas, I'm like, damn, I should have took Nas.
It's a dilemma, yeah. You can't go wrong either way.
You cannot, man. Let's jump into this New York State of Mind. Shout out to Killer.
Let's jump.
Shout out to the family, man. Liberation Minded Media, man. That is Through the Knowledge Radio, The Rundown with Renee, Black Eye Stand Radio, and My Skin Is My Sentence. You messed me up, man. I ain't used to nobody with the hype. Keep that shit up, though. I ain't used to nobody with the hypeness. And My Skin Is My Sin, man. And check out liberationmindedmedia.net. Y'all already know. I'm going to jump into this New York State of Mind right quick.
Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. Yo, Black, it's time. Word is coming. It's time, man. All right, begin. Yeah. Straight out the fucking dungeons of rap, where fake niggas don't make it back. I don't know how to start this. Rappers are monkey flipping with the funky rhythm I be kicking. Musician, inflicting composition of pain. I'm like Scarface, sniffing cocaine, holding an M16. See with the pen, I'm extreme. Now, bullet holes left in my peepholes. I'm suited up with street clothes. Hand me a 9 and out to beat those. Y'all know my CeeLo, with or without the airplay. I keep some E&J, sitting bent up in the stairway. Or either on a corner, betting grants with the CeeLo champs. Laughing at bass edge, trying to sell some broken amps. G-Packs get off quick forever. My niggas talk shit, reminiscing about the last time the task force flipped. Niggas be running through the block shooting. Time to start the
had your body head for Houston once they caught us off guard. The Mac 10 was in the grass, and I ran like a cheetah with force of an assassin. Picked the Mac up, your brother's back up. The Mac spit, lead was hitting niggas, one ran. I made a Mac flip, heard a few chicks scream. My arm shook, couldn't look, gave another squeeze, heard it click. Yo, my shit is stuck, tried to cock it, it wouldn't shoot, now I'm in danger. Finally pulled it back and saw three bullets caught up in the chamber. So now I'm jetting to the building lobby, and it was full of children, probably couldn't see as high as I be. It's like the game ain't the same. Got younger niggas pulling the triggers, bringing fame to their name and claim some corners. Crews without guns and corners. In broad daylight, stick up kids, they run up on us. Four fives and gauges, max and fat. Same niggas that catch you back to back, catching your cracks in black. Yo, is a snitch on the block, getting niggas knocked. So hold your stash to the coke price spot. I know this crackhead who said you gotta smoke nice rock. And if it's good, you bring your customers a measuring pot. But yo, you gotta slide on a vacation. Inside information keeps laws, niggas erasing and they wild spacing. It drops deep as it does in my breath. I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. Beyond the walls of intelligence, life is defined. I think of crime when I'm in a New York state of mind. State of mind. I'm a gangster, drinking Moet, tolling text, making sure the cash came correct. Then I set investments in stock, sewing up the box to sell rocks. Winning gunfights with mega cops with just a nigga, walking with his finger on the trigger. Make enough figures until my pockets get bigger. I ain't the type of brother made for you to start testing. Give me a Smith and Wesson, I have niggas undressing. Thinking of cash flow, food and shelter. Whenever frustrated, I'm a hijack Delta. And the PJs, my blend tape plays, bullets are sprayed. Young bitches is sprayed, each block is like a maze full of black rats trapped. Plus the Allen is packed. From what I hear in all the stories, when my people come back black, I'm living where the nights is jet black. The fiends fight to get crack, I just mack. I dream I could sit back and laugh like Capone. With drug strips on, all the legal luxury life, rings flooded with stones. Homes, I got so many rhymes, I don't think I'm too sane. Life is parallel to hell, but I must maintain it be prosperous, so we live dangerous. Cops could just arrest me, flaming us for hell like hostages. It's only right that I was born to use mics, and the stuff that I write is even tougher than dice. I'm taking rappers to a new plateau, through rap slow. My rhyming is a vitamin, hell without a capsule. The smooth criminal on beat breaks, never put me in your box if your shit eats tape. The city never sleeps, full of villains and creeps. That's where I learned to do my hustle, had to scuffle with freaks. I'm an addict for sneakers, 20s a Buddha and bitches with beepers. In the streets I could greet ya, about blunts I teach ya. Inhale deep, like the words in my breath. I never sleep, cause sleep is the cousin of death. I lay puzzle as I backtrack to earlier times. Nothing's equivalent to the New York state of mind. State of mind. Your state of mind.
try again. Wisdom be leaking out my grateful truth. I dominate break loose, giving Mike's ministry cycles. Streets disciple, I rock beats this mega trifle. And groove even smoother than moves by Villanova. You're still a soldier, I'm like Sly Stone and Cobra. Packing like a roster in the weed spot. Vocals are squeezed Glocks and CZs drop, though they need not to sneak. My poetry's deep, I never fail. Nas's rap should be locked in a cell. It ain't hard to tell.
Yeah, I was on one with that right there, bro. Not even gonna front, man.
Two more classic joints right there, G.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand what I'm saying, G?
I can't say anything.
Nah, them fire tracks right there. And that's what I was saying about that Wu album. The 36 Chambers, damn near every song is a single. When you look at Nas and the Illmatic joint, damn near every song was a fucking single. Even if it didn't come out as a single, it probably could have been a single.
And, you know, now that I think about it, like, I think I will say that Illmatic was definitely more cohesive. Like, even though every song could have been a single, they all went just perfectly. They were placed perfectly, just... Like, and not that I was skipping shit on 36 Chambers, I wasn't, but just as far as, like, say I'm driving from here to Detroit.
Right.
You know, the vibe hit the right spots at the right moment, you know. And I'll just say the production elevated those songs higher than what they were lyrically.
And I can feel him on that because Nas had the old heads around him. RZA was leading this shit on Wu-Tang, and everybody else was like, I don't want to say falling in line, but doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking, you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
But Nas had MC Search. He had all these polished producers around him to direct it. You know what I'm saying? 36 Chambers, they did in the basement, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Illmatic, I did not know that.
That was done in professional situations, so that's why it sounds a little bit better.
Yeah, you know, and that's when RZA was coming out the gate too with the extra grimy,
right?
You know, which was actually like the beauty of Wu-Tang was that it was so dirty,
right?
You know,
it was so dirty, like old dirty.
It didn't have that polish. It didn't, you know, it just sounded like some, it was like some shit that you think you can make, but you can't. But you think, you know, like you maybe, I don't know. It's hard to explain, man. It was just some extra, it was on some next level shit.
It had that grit to it, and you felt
it.
It put you in a certain place.
But yeah, the production on Nas shit was, man, oh my goodness.
I mean, you talking about DJ Premier, Clark Kent, fucking Large Professor, and the list goes on and on and on. Them dudes was doing it for 100 years before Nas decided to pick up a rhyme book. You know what I'm talking about? They were able to direct that. With 36 Chambers, it was like, yo, we figuring this shit out together.
And I will say to Wu-Tang's credit to have so many different so many different pieces, rather, and to be able to put out such a dope joint. And you, I mean, I haven't watched like the documentary, so I don't know like the behind the scenes shit. But seemed to me, you know, at least in the beginning, like shit was gravy. And how they even managed to get that shit off the ground with that many niggas is a testament to their ass. Like that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, and let me see. I got two more joints, man.
Hey, let me say this real quick. You will never see something like that again.
Wu-Tang?
But that big of a group, nine different dudes. coming together to do something, you as a whole, you're not gonna see that again in hip hop. I don't see it.
Which I've never understood. Like that seemed to be to me to be such an economically better situation for everybody involved if everybody just pulled their weight. You know,
yeah.
Like they gave niggas the blueprint, and I just don't get why it wasn't duplicated. It, you know, huh? But it is difficult, nigga. Everybody got egos, and everybody think they the best rapper. You know, and so.
That's
to,
true,
to have,
but
you know,
but at
not,
the same time,
yeah.
They all had their own solo deals, and I think that's something that helped preserve the situation. It wasn't just you had to do Wu-Tang records. Everybody had their own solo deal. So if you wanted to go do whatever the fuck it is, you want to go do a jazz album, go do it. You want to do a backpack hip-hop album, or you want to do a horrorcore album, go do whatever you want to do as long as you keep it true to the group.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. All right, man. I got my last two joints, man. I got Shame on the Nigga.
Huh.
Game on the Nigga. I had to throw Cream in there, man. Cash rules everything around me. Yeah, I could not like do 36 Chambers, man, and not put that joint on there. You know, and it wasn't like I could go digging for like underground shit. You know, we strictly off of one CD.
Right.
You know, hey, knowledge.
You can't do it.
Yeah, knowledge. Let us know when you want to do that other one. If I'm invited on that one, that's a dope idea, man. I'd be looking forward to that shit. Some fucks with CNN from back in the day, man.
And Rome, what's up? We running this back because he self-proclaimed himself the champion and all this kind of shit. So we got to kind of settle this stuff.
Yeah. I'm with the shit.
Oh, he awake now.
But it's not like you literally with the shit. It just sounds like the toilet was flushing.
Nah, I'm eat.
And matter of fact, I got a challenge for your ass, Rome. You pick any Baltimore rapper that represented Baltimore to the fullest against Big Hurt.
Nah.
And if you ain't got nobody, stop hating on Hurt.
No, I just ain't heard the nigga song yet, bro. I mean, he ain't in top five.
You either put up somebody from Baltimore or stop hating on Big Hurt.
I'm not hating. It sound like you hate. You won't play the nigga.
Wow. So you got nobody from Baltimore, man. That's horrible.
I will definitely be in the building for this.
You heard that,
right?
I said I'm with it.
What do you mean?
He didn't say that, did he? Did he say that, Killer?
I said I'm
Am I tripping?
He said he would it.
Ill Conscious, man, and I fucks with Ill Conscious. Ill Conscious pen game is bar none. But making songs, Big Hurt would kill that dude, bro.
Bro,
be honest.
We gotta see. We'll see.
Well, I take that back. It would actually be a serious style clash. Like if you like boom bap shit, ain't nobody better at it than Ill Conscious right now. If you like dope
That's
shit,
cool.
And you gonna be fucking with Big Hurt, I guarantee you. You know, but that's knowledge suggestion. You know, Rome, you pick whatever Baltimorean, is that what it's called? Baltimorean? I don't want to be disrespectful. I want to say it right.
Yo, I get a young nigga from Baltimore and smoke Big Hurt.
Then do that.
Well, say no more, yo. Man, I'm gonna give you a Baltimore medley. I'm gonna give you a B more medley, yo. You pick some motherfucking Big Hurt.
No,
joke.
You're not. No.
Don't
no.
let
y'all
talk
give...
you into that shit. Pick who you pick. Don't let y'all talk
no,
you into
no.
that
he
shit.
Talking about, no. What he's trying to do is pick several different artists. That's what he's trying to do. No.
I'll get some young niggas smoke.
Now, if you
want to
do
Big
that.
Hurt.
We could do a whole show, Detroit versus Baltimore, and you pick whoever the fuck you want.
That's
including
what's up.
Pop.
That's what it is right there. That's what it is
you,
right there.
You already lost them.
What?
No Eminem, though. No Eminem.
Yeah, no Eminem and no Pop then. Don't want to hear that.
You just said including Pop.
I did, but then when Killer said no M, okay, I give up M. You get no Yo, Pac though.
Because
that's
Nick
all you
Eminem,
got,
like,
bro.
That nigga's ass. Like, but Pac's the greatest though. So
he is.
What does it matter?
That's all you got.
You are, hey, yo, you're low key.
I could kill your whole city with Royce.
Nah,
but,
I wouldn't go that far.
Yes, yes. Outside of Pac, everybody
that
else that is named somebody, bro.
Royce is all you got.
Actually, Obi Trice would clown your city, bro.
He got, listen, yo, your city got a nigga that who wears a shower cap and a pamper. My nigga, like, come on, man. Like, come on,
bro.
Let's be real.
Are you serious, man? You talking,
you're
from Baltimore. That's worse than Detroit, bro.
You going to defend that? You going to defend the nigga in the shower cap and a fucking diaper and he's 45?
Why would I defend that, man? No, I'm not. There's no way.
No, that's what I'm saying.
But
oh,
that, you know, wait a minute, who are you talking about anyway?
Everybody knows what I'm talking about.
Bizarre. Yeah, no, I can't defend that shit, bro. And early on, like I did actually get a chance to go hang out with them at the crib, too. That was actually cool. You know, but anyway, man, let me get into these two joints, man. You messing around. And you let me know when, bro. Detroit versus Baltimore. That way you feel better about losing.
That's cool. I need my rematch first. Y'all do whatever. I need my rematch.
What rematch? You won.
Nigga, you said on the show. You said on the show it was a tie. So now the nigga won. Yes, nigga. This nigga. You know how this nigga is, yo.
That's cool. Let's run it back. I'm with you.
All right. Just let me. Who y'all gonna do though? Same two?
It don't matter.
That might
Rome
be.
Nah, I don't want the same two.
Rome can set it.
All right, give me a day. Give me a day. I can't think about real things, but I'll come up with somebody.
Hey, well that's up to y'all, man. Let me get into all these right. Last two joints.
Let's go. All right.
Let's go.
Shame on a nigga who tried to run game on a nigga who fuck wild with the trigger. Shame on a nigga who tried to run game on a nigga who fucks our fuck ass up. Yo, hut one, hut two, hut three, hut. Old dirty bastard, live and uncut. Styles unbreakable, shatterproof. To the young youth, you wanna get gunned? Shoot, blah. How you like me now? Don't fuck the style, ruthless. Wow. Do you wanna get your teeth knocked the fuck out? Wanna get on it like that? Well then shout. Your RZA, your razor, hit me with the major. The damage, my clan understand it be flavor. Gunning, coming at ya. First I'm gonna get ya, once I got ya, I got ya. You can never capture the Method Man stature. For rhyming, for rapture. Got niggas resigning, now master my staff. Never, I put the fucking walk in the wildcat on terror. Razor sharp, I sever the head from the shoulders. I'm better than my competitor. You mean competitor, whatever. Let's get together. Shame on the nigga who tried to run game on the nigga who fucked wild with the strip. Blah!
He act so thick, I'm fat, and yo, Ray came blowing and blew off your headphones black. Rap from yo, Cali to Texas, smoother than a Lexus, snap my turn to practice. Brothers approaching half step, but ain't heard half of it yet. And I bet you're not a fucking vet. So when you see me on the reel, forming like Voltron, remember I got deep like a Navy SEAL.
Same on the nigga who tried to run game on the nigga who fuck well with the trigger. Same on the nigga who tried to run game on the nigga. I'll fuck your ass up. Style from my vocal, couldn't be the word I pay up my vocals. I'm no joker, play me as a joker. Be on it like a house on fire, smoke ya. Dudes be acting like the gangs anyway. Be like, warriors, come out and play, me. I get into shit, I let it like diarrhea. Got burnt once, but that was only gonorrhea. Dirty, I keep shit stains in my drawers so I can dip for some funky for ya. Murder, take the flame of the Wu-Tang, rah. Here comes the tiger verse grave, ow. Be like,
like wild with my style. Punk, you play me chump, you get dumb. Woo, something's through at a theater near you. And get funk like it's true. But
word up, look out for the cops though.
Cash fruit.
Word up, Super Fives over here, baby. Word up, Super Fives, niggas got garbage down the way. Word up.
Cash fruit, everything around me, cream it.
Yeah, check this old fly shit out. Word up.
Cash fruit, everything around
joint.
Me, cream it. The
here
money,
we, here we
dollar,
go.
Dollar
check
bill,
this shit.
Yo.
Yeah. I grew up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Staying alive was no job at second hand. Shallon land, a young youth, you're rocking the gold tooth, low goose. Only way I begin to G York was drug loot. And let's start it like this, son, rolling with this one and that one, pulling out gas for fun. But it was just a dream for the team who was a fiend. Started smoking wools at 16 and running up in gates and doing hits for high stakes, making my way all 5 states. No question, I was speed for cracks and weed. The combination made my eyes bleed. No question, I would flow off. White boys on ballboards. My life got no better. Same damn low sweater. Times is rough and tough like leather. Figured out I went the wrong route, so I got with a sick ass click and went all out. Catching keys from 4 C's, rolling in MPVs. Every week we make 40 G's. Yo, nigga, respect my a nigga to Tech Notch. Bow, move from the gate now.
Cash moves everything around me. Green is the money. Dollar, dollar bill.
That was just like a perfect ass joint right there.
Classic, classic song. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And it still holds weight today.
Yeah.
You can still play that anywhere. The motherfuckers don't know it.
Absolutely. you know, and it's still like they just released that yesterday. Like that to me is the epitome of a timeless joint right there.
Right. But it's 36 Chambers. You can't go wrong with 36 Chambers.
Nor can you go wrong with Illmatic. Like, there's not a weak link in the chain. You know, and let me see what you got left. One time for your mind. And the world.
You can't go wrong.
What'd you say now?
What's that? So you know you can't go wrong?
What's that?
What? Just putting Big Herb in your top five. That's a fact.
Man,
how did I know that was coming?
Go get some therapy, man.
Nah, man.
You need a herkologist.
Yo, you didn't say like 15. You said 5. Like, you know how high that shit is? Like, top 5, nigga. Like, you don't listen to Big Herk every day. Like, nigga, in my top 5, I bump every day.
Like, I would listen to Big Herk, especially since I'm in Cleveland. Because it resonates, and that's what I was trying to explain to you. Like, that's just a song. That's a choice that most people won't get unless you were born and raised in Detroit. And then we got a debate with, like, him and maybe somebody else, you know. But, like, that reminds me of home. And, dude, it's just nice. Like, not going to be mad for having a hometown cat in my top 5, bruh.
Nah, man, like,
y'all still holding on to Pac. Y'all still holding on to Pac. Like, that nigga was like, man, I'm from Baltimore. What song he make about Baltimore? I didn't hear that one.
It's called My Block. I'll play it for you. Don't worry about it. When I smoke you, I'll play it for you. Don't worry about it.
Because you're going to be able to do is play Tupac songs, bro. That's all you're going to do.
You wildin'.
There will not be another MC. Matter of fact, I'm going to put stipulations on it. You got to have at least 5 MCs from Baltimore.
Nothing but.
Now, there's going to be Pac and some trash niggas. I guarantee you. I'm going to have nothing but hitters.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bring
10 songs to the joint.
Niggas going to play D12 and shit. Wait,
I just might.
Get out of here, man.
I'm definitely going to play some proof.
I ain't going to diss that nigga because he's dead. So I ain't going to diss
nice,
nigga. Though.
And Proof got a catalog. Niggas don't know. Proof got some shit.
I mean, that nigga needed some lozenges, bro. Like, he had a real raspy voice. Like, it was just, I ain't going to knock him. Really. You know what I mean? But, yeah, Proof was cool.
I mean, but who besides Tupac does anybody know outside of Baltimore?
Young
like,
Moose.
Who?
Boss. Young Moose, Boss, man. What's my man? It's a nigga from Baltimore that signed to Meek. Scola.
Keller, have you heard of any of these people?
You don't. Yo, you're not hip to current rap music, though. You're not hip to current rap music.
That's why I'm asking Killer. Killer, have you heard of any of those?
No, I can't say that.
All right. Just checking.
I want to hear it, though.
I'd like to hear it, too.
No. Say no more.
No. Nah, let's get off. Let's get off to these last two Nas joints right quick, though. Which one you want to go with first, Killer?
One Time for Your Mind.
All right, man. Classic choice right there.
Yeah, it's Illmatic.
Yeah,
it's Illmatic.
Yeah,
it's Illmatic.
One time for your mind, one time.
Yeah, whatever.
One time for your mind, one time.
Yo, whatever.
One time for your mind, one time. Hey, yo, nah.
What up, Paul?
Check that fucking rhyme.
Check it out. When I'm chillin', I grab the Buddha, get my food, I buy beers and watch a flick, illin' and root for the villain, huh? Plus every morning I go out and love it sorta chilly, then I send a shorty from my block to the store for Phillies. After being blessed by the earth's essence,
what?
I'm back to my rest 10 minutes.
getting yellow rock. Well, acapella rhymes that make me richer than a slipper made Cinderella fella. Go get your crew, Hobbs, I'm prepared to bomb troops. Y'all niggas was born, I shot my way out, my mom dukes. When I was 10, I was a hip hop and shorty wop. Known for rocking microphones and twisting off a 40 top. Yeah.
One time for your mom, one time.
Yeah, whatever.
One time for your mom, one time.
It sounds clever.
Hey, yo, nah, fuck that, man. That's so fat. Kick that for them gangsters, man. Fuck all that, man.
Right, right. What up, niggas? How y'all? It's Nasty the Villain.
Yeah.
I'm still writing rhymes, but besides that, I'm chilling. I'm trying to get this money, God. You know the hard times, kid. Shit, Kobe starving, make you want to do crimes, kid. Put on my lamp, because the crime couldn't be the rhyme. Niggas catch a 3 to 9. Muslims yelling freedom mine. And I'm from Queensbridge. Been to many places. As a kid, when I was laid out of town, niggas chased us. But now I know the time. Got to older mind, plus control of 9. Fine, see now I represent mine. I'm new on the rap scene, brothers never heard of me. Yet I'm a menace, yo, police wanna murder me. Heidi Dog Drinker represents the thinker. My pen rides the paper, it even has blinkers. Think I'll dim the lights and inhale, it stimulates. Floating like I'm on the North 95 interstate. Never plan to stop when I write, my hand is hot. And expand a lot from the Wiz of Camelot. The parlayer, I make your heads bop, paw. I shine a light on perpetrators like a cop's car. From day to night, I play the mic and you'll thank God. I wreck shit so much the microphone, I need a big job. My brain is incarcerated. Live at any jam, I couldn't count all the parts I rated. A hole of Mac 11 and attack a reverend. I contact 11 L's and Max in heaven.
One time for your mind, one time. One time for your mind, one time.
Yeah, whatever.
One time for your mind, one time.
Yo, from 92 to 99.
Yeah, that's it.
The world is yours. Gandhi till I'm charged and writing in my book of rhymes, all the words past the margin, the whole of mic I'm throbbing, mechanical movement, understandable smooth shit that murderers move with, the thief's theme, play me at night, they won't act right, the fiend of hip hop has got me stuck like a crack pipe, the mind activation, react like I'm facing time like Pappy Mason, with pins I'm embracing, wipe the sweat off my dome, spit the phlegm on the street, sway Tim's on my feet, make my cypher complete, weather cruising in a six cab, a Montero Jeep, I can't call it, the beats make me falling asleep, I keep falling, but never falling 6 feet deep. I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Say what?
I'm out for dead presidents to represent me.
The world is this.
The world is yours. The world is yours.
Mine is mine, it's mine. Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
Mine is mine, it's mine. Whose world is this?
To my man Ill Will, God bless your life. To my people throughout Queens, God bless your life. I trick me boxing crazy bitches, aiming guns and all my baby pictures. Beef with housing police, release scriptures that's maybe Hitler's. Yet I'm the mal, money getting sour, rolling foul. The versatile honey, sticking wild, golden child, dwelling in the rotten apple. You get tackled, a caught by the devil's lasso. Shit is a hassle. There's no days for broke days. We sell a smoke pays while all the old folks pray. The Jesus soaking their sins and trays. A holy water, odds against Nazis. Florida finger, the word best is driving my life. To name my daughter my strength, my son the star will be my resurrection. Born in correction, all the wrong shit I did, he'll lead in right direction. How you living large or broke, charge cards are mediocre. You're flipping coca, playing spit, phases, script, poker.
It's yours.
It's mine, it's mine, it's mine.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
Mine, it's mine, it's mine.
The world is yours. The world is yours.
Mine is mine, it's mine. Whose world is this?
It's yours.
It's yours.
It's yours. It's yours. It's yours.
myself down single-handed. For murder rap to kick my thoughts alone. Get remanded, born alone, die alone. No clue to keep my crown a throne. I'm deep, I sound alone. Cave inside a 1,000 miles from home. I need a new nigga for this black cloud to follow. Cause while it's over me, it's too dark to see tomorrow. Trying to maintain, I flip, drill the clip to the tip. Scissoring my peeps, now the ink can make my heartbeat skip. And I'm amped up, they like to champ up. Even my brain's in handcuffs. Headed for Indiana, stabbing women like the Phantom. The crew is lamping Big Willie style. Check the chip to smile. Plus I profile well. Stash through the flock, clothes burning dollars to light. My soul walk the blocks with a box. Checking dames plus the games people play. Bust the problems of the world today.
It's yours.
It's mine, world is
yours. The world is yours.
It's mine, it's mine.
Absolute classic. Yeah. Absolute classic. You know,
for sure.
Very, 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 very dope. Like, and that might actually be my favorite beat on the album.
What, The World Is Yours?
Yeah, that might be. And not necessarily my favorite song, but just as far, like, the beat is just from the instant it drops, you know what it is.
Yeah. Ain't no mistaking. No. But it's all the whole fucking album, both of them, all classic shit.
That is true.
Like, we put people in a bad position with this because there's no way you can go wrong.
You know what? But I want them to be like, wow, damn, they went there, huh? Wow, that's right. Fucked up, man. Why, you know, and that's what people would be like, man, that's fucked up. Why you even have to make me do that, bro? Like, I ain't doing it. But they're going to think about it, though, from that point on. I'm like, damn, which one? What, you know, because I've done that. Like, I don't want to make a call, but now it's haunting me. Now I'm like, okay, let me think about this one.
Right. So off of Illmatic, what was like your favorite song?
Oh, Life's a Bitch. Oh, actually, you ain't play that either, man. One Love.
Yeah.
So actually, for me, just was like I've always been fascinated with good storytellers, you know. And to me, that might be my favorite like story song of all time. Because it just seemed like some real-ass shit, like a real-ass conversation, you know, real-ass shit with your mans upstate. It was just a fire-ass joint to me. And I was surprised that Q-Tip did, you know, like that just didn't strike me. It had a Q-Tip flavor. I don't know. It just, when it dropped, you know, I'm like, wow. I remember like, that Q-Tip did that, huh? Okay, that's dope. I was surprised. You know, so yeah, that and then definitely like Life's a Bitch was like right there, you know. But what was your favorite on that joint?
Shit, Halftime. Halftime is my joint. Always has been, always will be. That's my joint. You were spitting that shit on there to me. Halftime, that's it right there.
That might have been the first. That might have been the first Nas song I heard too.
Oh shit! Okay.
Yeah. It was either that or It Ain't Hard to Tell. It's one of them two. It was like the first joint I heard from Nas, and then after the fact, I heard about Live at the Barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though that was like the first, but yeah.
Yeah, well, that was like, for me, that was like my Nas introduction.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite off of the Wu-Tang?
God, man, Protect Your Neck, gotta be.
Oh, actually, I'm gonna go with Wu-Tang Clan. Ain't nothing to fuck with.
No, I can feel you on that, but Protect Your Neck, you know what I'm saying? I just felt like they went in on that one.
That they did, you know. I can't be like, oh man, that's trash. Nope, I can't. Okay, yeah, you know. It's just like I like that, you know, that Wu-Tang Clan ain't not, that was just some hype ass shit. and I'm absolutely certain that a plethora of altercations have taken place result of that song. Yes. You know, that had absolutely nothing to do with Wu-Tang. Yes. That's like East Coast crunk music. You know, and that's how I like my East Coast, you know. So,
right.
Shit, man, this was dope, bro. You know.
So, what you got coming up on Thursday?
Dr. Rashidi. Dr. Runoko Rashidi. A world just famous historian, anthropologist. Been to over 120 countries. So that, been looking forward to that. You know, and shout out to Koya for hooking that up.
That's what's up.
And then, you know, we got the water cooler jumping off Friday at 9 p.m. and that's gonna be live stream. We'll have Dr. Rashidi on Blog Talk tomorrow. So, but Friday we will be live and we will be tripping. Hit us up. You already know.
Yeah, I'll be there. So before that, me and Knowledge will be doing, was it Killer Priest versus Jizza?
Oh.
So, yeah. So that's from 7 to 9, and then I'll be with you from 9 to 11. And then Saturday, we'll be doing Capadonna versus Inspector Deck.
I seen that one. I was like, oh, see, I'm not too up on Capadonna and Inspector Deck. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I'll be at work. What time y'all doing that Saturday?
7.
7? Oh, okay, bet. I'll catch that on the way home from work then. That would be dope.
What time you get out there, boy?
7.
Okay.
No, 7:23. Yeah,
7:23.
Yep. I'll catch y'all on the way home.
And then, as always, Woo Sunday. Sunday
always.
Is 6.
No doubt. And that is on Do the Knowledge Radio on blogtalkradio.com.
Good show.
Go check that out. And shit, anybody you want to shout out, man?
I want to shout out Jobstown, Rome, the self-proclaimed king and champion and all that. to the homie Knowledge, you know what I'm saying? To my co-defendant niggas, Bogey, GP, D-I-Z-O, Blazy, you know what I'm saying? And go check me out on Bruising Beats on YouTube.
No doubt, man. And don't forget, man, check out the websites, emeraldshell.com and myskinismysin.net. And, yo, we got, like, 599 subscribers, man. We need one fucking subscriber. And, like, every time, we've gotten to 600 one time, and then somebody left. Like I'm not a fan of whoever you are that left. I'm not going to be disrespectful or no slanderous shit. I want to, but I'm not. Because I'm upset.
Let it
I'm
go.
My feelings hurt. But I'm going to
let
it go.
Let it go.
You know, but check out the YouTube. My skin is my sin. And come on, man. We need 2 people. That's it. And then I won't beg for another month. So, anyway, I wanted to post
come
a joke
through.
About sodium.
My sin is my sin. And hit the Cash App. What's the Cash App?
Nobody sends me no money, man. But it is $JobStown, just in case you're bored and want to assist in unbrokerifying our situation over here.
Do you have PayPal or you just got Cash App?
I don't think I got PayPal. I mean, I do, but I don't remember it. I do, but
you
I just don't remember it.
Oh, shit. Come on, man. You supposed to be the mogul. Careers.
Man, it's been a long day, man. I've been blind half the day. I've been blind half the day, bro.
You
get a pass for that,
man. You know, yeah, you get a pass for that. You get a pass for that.
Man. Anyway, man, let me wrap it up, man. And, go take Moose and Max out. Go hang out in the backyard.
Yeah. The homies.
Yeah, the homies. You know, and this was, you know, this was not a win or loss situation. I think this was just a flat out, you know, an exhibition of greatness. We could not come to a conclusion, to be quite honest. We did actually get a caller call up and did vote for Illmatic. And then I had shout out to Cam Cleveland. He gave Illmatic the nod, and everybody else that commented pretty much was in the same boat that we in. And well, they just refused to make a call. You know, so I guess by default, Illmatic takes the title. You know, I won't say default, but since you are, the, you know, Illmatic was the only one to get a couple of votes flat out, and we'll give it to you. So Killer is on a streak. Oh, my bad. You technically don't. Shh, don't let Rome hear it. You didn't win with Sean Price. It was a tie.
Killer don't take no L.
It was not an L. You didn't lose. It was a tie. You know,
But you didn't even give him the speech, though. You got to give him the speech. Whether you listen to it today, tomorrow, or 100 years from now. Come on, man.
Oh man, I just ain't really been in the mood, man. You know, it's the shit. I gotta feel that one, bro. Like, and I usually reserve that. I usually reserve that for Fridays. It's Fridays, I be, okay. You know, it's Friday, and I'll be in that certain type of wave and that vibe, you know.
But that's your catchphrase, man.
Well, we got a couple of them. You know, this like Thursdays. You know, from goons to gods. You know, everybody is welcome. You know, but Fridays, you know, you want to get a little bit, you know, more lit. You know, that's like my halftime speech, you know, to the team and to whoever listening. You know, so.
All right, coach. I see you.
No doubt. You know. Anyway, man, let me get out of here, bro. I do appreciate your time and your energy. It was very dope. And next time it's gonna, we're gonna have to make it a little bit more interesting, though, man. Where we can dig it a little bit deeper into the catalogs.
That's what's up. I'm always with it.
All right, bet. I'll holler at you. Peace.
All right, cuz. Yep.
Yep.